Greetings, my friends, and welcome to the Paula Gordon Show, Conversations with People at the Leading Edge. I'm Paula. Crime breeds crime. While polygamy is illegal in the United States, the Mormon Church and others protect or ignore it, leaving at least 80,000 people living in polygamy in Utah alone. Our guest, Carolyn Jessup, says polygamy is spreading, leaving growing numbers of women, children, and men vulnerable to a fearsome array of other crimes. She was born into, then escaped, the radical polygamous cult, the FLDS, the Fundamentalist Latter-day Saints, an offshoot of the Mormon Church. It's the shadowy world she exposes in her memoir, Escape. While Ms. Jessup accomplished many firsts, including getting all of her children out with her and winning their custody, the tragedy and the crimes did not stop there. Why?
The mind control is a terrible thing to deal with and to break through. I was not able to accomplish that with my oldest daughter. We burned through 12 therapists and she eventually returned. However, there are basic facts where children have their rights being deprived that should be addressed. Education. Many of these boys coming out of this community are functionally illiterate. They cannot read, even some on a first grade level. That's it. That is a crime against a child. These are crimes that the state is aware of. They know what's going on, and nothing right now currently is being done to protect these children's rights. If we could start with even requiring the states to make these parents educate these children and give them the opportunity of an education, that's a start. But that's not the only thing that needs to be done. There are many things that need to be done. We need federal legislation. Whenever a state starts coming down on these groups and starts putting laws in place that apply to the human rights violations and the child abuses that they're committing, they pack up and move to another state that's unaware. We need federal legislation. If you're in this country, people have rights in this country. Children have rights in this country.
Carolyn Jessup was crucial to the arrest, conviction, and sentencing of FLDS leader Warren Jeffs. She is the sixth generation of polygamists and the first woman to be given full custody of her children in a contested suit involving the closed world of the FLDS. The story she tells in her book, Escape, mirrors that of countless others. Forced into an arranged marriage as a teenager, Ms. Jessup was the fourth wife of a 50-year-old man, one of the most powerful in the FLDS, who fathered her 8 children in 15 years. She now works with the state of Utah Attorney General on church abuses, actively campaigning in defense of those trapped in polygamy, and for nationwide enforcement of anti-polygamy laws. Bill Russell and I also oppose crimes, particularly those perpetrated behind the veil of religion. We welcomed this opportunity to learn from Ms. Jessup's courageous actions.
Carolyn Jessup, I came across a bumper sticker not long ago. Actually, while I was reading Escape, it said, "I think, therefore, I'm dangerous." And rather than Descartes' "I think, therefore, I am," I thought, you know, that's right. I think, therefore, I'm dangerous. Does that, for you, describe what it has taken to get from where you started to where we are and where we could go?
Oh, absolutely. That sums up my life in a very succinct way. That's when I did become dangerous to the FLDS, is when I started, when I broke through that mind control and started to think and started seeing through a lot of the crimes that were being committed against people.
Crimes. That's more
than... I would call them crimes, yes.
FLDS, let's first start with the translation. It's very important. Naming.
Fundamentalist Latter-day Saints. It's a group that broke away from the Mormon Church around 100 years ago. It's evolved into its own separate little isolated community religion. They do not convert. If you are not born into this community, this religious community, it's next impossible to become a member.
Well, how do they... I was just going to say, how do they propagate, but that is a little too good of a leading line.
Well, I'm a product of 6 generations of polygamy, 3 in the Mormon Church, and then the other 3 were involved in the fundamentalist movement that came out of the Mormon Church once they signed the manifesto. The manifesto is where the Mormon Church said, we are no longer living polygamy. That took place in the early, around the 1890s. In the early 1900s, they began to excommunicate members who continued the practice. And then later, around the 1920s and 30s, it became a lot more harsh. So the fundamentalist movement grew out of the Mormon Church by the time they started excommunicating members that refused to give up the practice of polygamy.
It's easy to say, oh, well, polygamy, that's just a big happy family, just another way of doing it. We should just, you know, everybody gets to have their own opinion. And this is way bigger than that, isn't it?
Well, it is a lot bigger than that. I mean, what it's actually evolved into is organized crime, family, an organized family that's involved in crime at many levels, from human rights violations to tax evasions to welfare fraud to laundering money to, I mean, the list goes on and on and on.
You're not speaking as an outsider in this.
I'm speaking as an insider. I was married to one of the most powerful men within the FLDS. I witnessed a lot. And I've taken a lot of this information to authorities. And when they've investigated, it's like every time they turn a rock over with crime, there's inroads to crime that goes everywhere. Utah's been investigating it now for 5 years. It's just a very difficult thing to prosecute because you cannot get witnesses. When people leave the group, they won't talk.
There's a reason for that, isn't there?
There's a huge reason. You're basically throwing your entire family under the bus if you go public with what's going on in this group. And that's a very difficult thing to do. My father had 3 wives and 36 children. A large percent of them were still in this group. For me to go public about what this group is doing is putting my family at risk. But at the same time, I believe they're at risk anyhow. And not speaking out is not the answer. One of the issues with polygamy is it's looked at as just an alternate lifestyle, another way to live. Big love is glamorized, the lifestyle. And perhaps in some settings, maybe it is just a big glamorous love affair with 3 women and everything's just wonderful. That's not what I experienced growing up in this lifestyle. What I experienced was something far different than that. And I believe personally that by driving the lifestyle into secrecy, it feeds the crime. Then there becomes a reason to hide everything behind closed doors. And once things are hidden, there's no lines that can't be crossed because nobody knows those lines are being crossed. So in many ways, the prosecuting of polygamy and coming down on polygamy, like some of that did take place in the early 1900s, it drove it underground. And it has made the problem a lot more complicated.
Well, polygamy is illegal, it's worth saying. Let's talk about the specifics of this when we come back in just a moment with Carolyn Jessup. Be with us.